This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The sanctions are on. The hostages are back. We're getting the remains back. They haven't done nuclear testing. They really haven't tested missiles other than, you know, smaller ones.
All right, small missiles don't count. That's the Prez talking about Kim Jong-un and the fact that projectiles, supposedly, according to South Korea, were launched the other day, 200-plus miles. That's the range they were in. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Talk about missiles. He knows all about that. That would be the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, with Talk Media News. He joins us. Bob, when you were in Congress, obviously there was concerns about testing and all of that. Did the radar automatically go up the second you heard anything about projectiles, where things were fired, that kind of thing?
Well, yes, Kate, it did. I mean, and every president's tried to deal with this. In fact, Bill Clinton had a proposal. This was for Kim Jong-un's father, and it was to give around $2 billion. I actually supported that. I like many, supported anything that the president could try to do to curtail, you know, his father. Now, of course, it's dealing with him. And I think we have to remember something about Kim Jong-un. I mean, it's a hermit kingdom. I mean, this is a guy that didn't even have an airplane. You know, he made his train ride, remember, to go to one of the meetings. And I just don't think he's in reality. I mean, the president goes over there, steps his foot into North Korea. They shake hands and everything. And now the guy's firing, you know, some missiles again. Now, you know, these missiles weren't the end of the world missiles, you know. But he did organize this launch. And the reason he did it, South Korea military is holding military exercises, right? And that's in defiance of what I think Kim Jong-un thought they had as a deal. So his mentality is to, you know, fire a missile. And I mean, what would they really do? So I don't think it's to be downplayed, but on the other hand, I guess we've just got to keep dealing with his mentality and try to get him to the point where, you know, he doesn't further develop anything that would be dangerous.
Yeah, and then speaking of dangerous, the other situation is in the Middle East, and of course it's Iran, and you and I have talked about that a lot. You got Mike Pompeo starting to talk about it more and what's going on with sanctions and the fact that the sanctions are global sanctions. So, hey, it's not just us in it. It's a lot of other people in this, too. Iran really could get squeezed, right?
Well, it's getting squeezed now. Now, the difference is that Germany publicly last week said they're going to try a different approach than the United States, and that is for increased diplomatic relations. And they also mentioned that they believe France and England would do this too, and they have tended to do that more diplomatically with Iran. The problem that we have is this. Yes, the people of Iran are hurting now, and they're hurting more, but also this plays into the hands of the clerics, because Javid Zarif and also Rouhani, the president, staked everything as moderates on getting a deal with the United States. I admit the deal was shaky. I mean, the president sent $6 billion of cash over there or whatever, you know, wrapped in shrink pallets. And then we could have gotten more out of Iran. But we did get to them to the point where they were complying with the International Atomic Energy Commission standards. And then we canceled the deal. And then John Bolton is the front man. And, you know, disclosure here, you know he's my favorite political punching bag, and I predict he'll be gone by the end of the summer. But Bolton, he tries to stir this up to the point where he can get us to a war, because he's publicly said he wants one. President pulled that back. Now Pompeo, the Secretary of State, injected himself more, I think, than Bolton in order to try to say, well, yeah, you know, we'll talk to the Iranians. Here's the bottom line problem, though. This strengthens these clerics' hands, because they tell all the moderates, you see, you followed the moderates, and the great Satan went back on you on the deal. So that's part of the problem, is the internal struggle of Iran. And the clerics are living in the 12th century. But the, the other issue, though, is that, you know, this strengthens the hands of the clerics. But, yes, the people of Iran are in pretty bad condition right now. But that doesn't mean they're going to revolt against the government. We might get more of the blame than their own government.
Yeah. You and I talked about some... Yeah, it's complicated. So speaking of complicated, well, let's just keep going down that lane, only let's do it closer to home. You and I talked about Congresswoman Omar, gosh, just a couple of days ago, and the whole squad versus Trump, et cetera. But now she's really singled out a lot, and it seems to be Trump versus her more than the others. And she says this is a fight for the soul of our nation. Is there blowback on this for the president? It seems like it's split, because there are people that say, you know, these congresswomen are out of their mind, which sadly there's all that name calling. But when we look at 2020, I mean, does this stick to him? Does this affect the president?
Well, I mean, I don't think nationally it affects him. I think nationally Congresswoman Omar is not well liked, and her numbers are probably far below the president. There's going to be some increased look at this whole marriage thing that she has going, which has a lot of controversy to it. I'm not going to comment where I think it's at, because I've looked at this thing article after article. I can't figure it all out, you know, with married one person and then filed an income tax. So, but on top of that, some of her continued statements, and she's not well liked by, you know, the Jewish community. And if there was ever a singular soul human being, you know, that a person that the president can go after and probably nationally not be hurt, I think it's Congresswoman Omar. I mean, look, the Democratic Party went after her twice publicly. Congressman Rose in New York has apologized to constituents for not being able to stop her. He's a Democrat. So I don't think this really hurts the president in his battle with her.
Yeah, boy, it's interesting. When we look at the, because we're coming up on, once again, where there's going to be more debates. Do you, I mean, again, we're looking at the crystal ball, shaking the magic eight ball, if you and I were walking down Target aisle and grabbed one. But Joe Biden, is he, do you think in the end he gets this, or do you think it's somebody else?
You know, I was happy to predict way early on President Trump to win the primary and the presidency, because I looked it over and I went against the odds, you know. This one, I would have told you, Biden, last week, I'm, right now, this is going to change. If you say this is it, Bob, you tell me right now, I'm going to say Kamala Harris, maybe, and Buttigieg, Kamala Harris might just excel above Biden. I don't know yet. It's hard to tell, but I think Biden, you know, has dropped a bit, obviously.
Yeah, I think so, too, and I agree, Kamala Harris seems like she may have a little bit of the edge. It's wild to watch it.
Although what's sad is it can't happen now, but Biden-Kamala Harris would have been a great combination. But I'm not sure they can get past what happened.
Yeah, I don't think they can get past what happened, but before it, you're right, it might have been interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank
Namaste.
You. Namaste. Bye.
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 All right, so coming up on the show, I've been watching this whole Shark Week thing. Not Shark Week on Discovery Channel, because, of course, there is another channel that is doing Shark Week. I talked about it before, a different kind of Shark Week. And I learned how to, fun fact, something that really just blew me away. This is kind of a fun fact segment that I'm going to throw out for all of you. Why should you care? Because I know that this is the kind of stuff you're talking about over the fence, right? Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I've actually heard it underwater. It scared the bejesus out of me, as the expression goes. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging on the show. So here's the thing, the white shark versus orcas, right? The killer whale. Who do you think wins that battle? Do you know that orcas hunt great whites? It's crazy. And how do I know that? Because I cheated on the Discovery Channel, which, of course, they've had Shark Week since 1988. And I went to Nat Geo because they're doing a special thing on sharks that they've done, I guess, for a while. And, you know, it's like Shark 101 and what shark is attacking tourists. And it is very much like the Discovery Channel, only it's Nat Geo. And it's interesting. And one of the most fascinating pieces I saw was about orcas eating great whites. I had no idea. They're taking their livers out. So this happened outside of San Francisco. There's islands outside of San Francisco. It happened in South Australia, Neptune Island. And orcas are hunting great whites because the liver is very, very good for them. Isn't that crazy? I would have never thought that. So great white sharks are not happy with orcas. They're terrified of orcas. And why? Because they're sneaky buggers. Just like politicians. They know how to sneak up and disguise themselves where they're coming toward the prey. So, like, in other words, if they're going after seals and they're the kind of seals that are in Antarctica, for example, and they're on a block of ice, they just start creating these wave motions and knock them off, and then they attack them. And they have other ways of grabbing their prey. They are like chameleons. And that's exactly what has been happening. And at first, it seems so strange and like it was could not be true, especially when you talk about like the Greater Farallones National Marine, you know, Sanctuary, which is that wildlife refuge off of the coast of California. And that's where people used to go out on boats and look for great whites. And all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing these orcas that are going after the great whites, and they've disappeared pretty much, a lot of the great whites, because of the fact that they know they're going to be prey. And who knew? I would have never known that if I hadn't watched Nat Geo. See? It's not all politics and sports and business with me. And I am fascinated by the whole shark thing. I mean, just, you know, absolutely fascinated. And by the way, the Discovery Channel's version of this is coming up in the next week. And that is very, 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 very big, needless to say. And I don't think Nat Geo gets any of the numbers that they get. But it is well done. I watched them talk about tiger sharks and people being attacked because of what was changing in the ocean with some of the fish, etc. It's really, really, the few that I saw anyway, very, very well done. All right, bopping into a couple of different other areas. I mean, yes, politically speaking, we're done with the Mueller thing, right? Can we all agree? We're done with it. It happened the other day. He did not represent well, or just seemed like he was out of sorts, whatever you want to say. And I don't believe that the Mueller report, the Mueller testimony equals impeachment. I don't see it. And we keep hearing that word get thrown out every once in a while. It doesn't make any sense for the Democrats, especially with what they would have to go through to even try to go down that road, if you even looked at it from that perspective. North Korea and the president saying, you know, no, they're not launching a bunch of missiles, but Iran is going after tankers, or certainly they did last week, and it's gotten much and much tighter there. If we're going to look at some world story that affects us, there it is, peeps, because that is the oil strait, the Strait of Hormuz. And all those tankers coming in and out could be very disastrous when it comes to oil eventually. And the sanctions are just getting more and more and more against Iran, because that's the only thing they ever respond to say they're not going to nuke up, if we believe it this time around. So where does that end up? I have no idea, because they've crossed the line. And this is the president that doesn't want you to cross the line when you're the other guys. And he just may knock them back. And especially with people in the Defense Department who are trigger happy to easily do something like John Bolton, when it comes to Iran, that is definitely the play. That is definitely the country to watch. No question. I don't know about you. I've said this before. We know that Jeff Bezos controls the world. Everything's Amazon. You see those packages, you know, all over the place. But I just read a story, and here we have, what, 6 months until the holidays, and people are talking about, are we going to have a recession? Is there going to be a recession? Do you see it coming up? What will happen in 2020? And you look toward housing. You look toward what's being consumed. So fewer goods are actually being shipped. Truck, rail, and air freight volumes fell 5.3% in June from the same period a year ago. And that's the seventh straight decline. This drop could mean trouble for the economy, because shipments reflect demand for what? Consumer and industrial goods. There's a little bit of evidence as they keep seeing that fall down. Just something to keep your eye on, too, when we're looking at the index. So the index has tracked changes in the nation's gross domestic product, the value of goods and services produced here 80% of the time over the past 12 years. And it can be, you know, freight measure is a typical foreshadowing measure in a shipped a shift in the economy within 6 months. So I'm just going to say it. I'm not advising anyone. I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm very much on top of this. Remember, cash is king. Cash is king. Whittle away some just in case. I'm of the persuasion that we might not have a recession as bad as a lot of people are predicting, but pay attention to the economic indicators because that can show you something. I mean, 5% and having it keep going down, you know, that's just not good to watch that. And where we watch the Federal Reserve, where they're expected to cut the interest rate next week for the first time in a decade to head off a potential slide in the economy. So there are some red flags that are showing up a little bit, just a little bit. That's worth talking about. That's something that you want to pay attention to, right? Absolutely. And just get yourself in a position where you can, you know, just squirrel away a couple of bucks anyway. Because I kind of love it when people say that, right? Like Susie Orman, no offense to her. I know people love her and all that, or a lot of people do. But where she'll get on a show, her show, and say, well, you need, you know, 3 years of this or whatever. I mean, if it was easy to save that, and it's not all wastefulness, just blowing money right and left, you know, it's living hand to mouth. I think more people live hand to mouth. Maybe some of you fall into that category. Then we know. There's a lot more that fall into that category. Hey, coming up on this show, don't forget, we will do the cheap movie review, one of my favorite things to do. It's how we step away from all the same old. And then we also have the Man Cave coming up as well. And the Man Cave has some interesting stories this time around, that's for sure. Never a dull moment in the world of sports. There's escapism for you. If it's not the Sharks, it's probably sports, is what I think, right? One or the other. And then we will absolutely take you to the movies, like I mentioned, and there's a movie that's getting a lot of buzz. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and this is a movie that's got, of course, Brad Pitt in it, Leonardo DiCaprio, but the movie itself touches on some interesting themes, including the murder of Sharon Tate. And it's, you know, Tarantino showing what he can do with his movie making. And he knows he gets right in your face. And this is one of those movies, I don't want to spoil it all, but that kind of looks like it goes in that direction. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is leaving his job next month, ending a two-year tenure marked by President Donald Trump's clashes with intelligence officials. Trump announced Coats' departure for August 15th in a tweet that thanked Coats for his service. He said he will nominate Representative John Ratcliffe from Texas to the post. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former Special Counsel Robert Mueller in last week's House Judiciary Committee meeting. A popular community festival was coming to a close in New York when gunfire erupted in a Brooklyn neighborhood, leaving one man dead, another person in critical condition, and 10 others wounded as they're continuing to search for two shooters they believe were involved. The crowd at the celebration was dispersing when gunshots rang out from a playground in the park where it was taking place. 12 people were hit, 7 men and 5 women between the ages of 21 and 55. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
I mean, I do feel ready. Obviously, it's day one of training camp, so we got a little time before I'm getting hit. That's why I'm in the red jersey. But I do feel good. I feel strong, and I'm ready to go.
We didn't accomplish what we did last year because we were worried about expectations. Nobody expected us to do what we did last year, and now it's kind of flip-sided where there's all these expectations. So we have to do a good job of staying focused, blocking that out, and just doing exactly what we did last year that helped us win those games. And on top of that, do even more so we could accomplish more than we did last year. So there's a lot of work to be done.
All right, a lot of work to be done, that's for sure. We're talking about Carson Wentz. And, of course, Mitch Trubisky, who is the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And there was the big showdown for the Bears and the Eagles last season in the NFC. And, boy, oh, boy, what a difference. Or, no, not the Bears, actually. It was the, it was the Eagles and the Bears. I'm sorry. It was the big showdown. And what a difference, if we wind the clock back another year, what a difference it could have been for Chicago. So close Chicago was to going much further, deeper into the playoffs, and it did not happen for them, for the Chicago Bears. And they know they have that team. They have a great team. And their odds to make the playoffs this time around, and actually looking at Philadelphia with Carson Wentz, because now he doesn't have the backup of Nick Foles, when you look at the 2019 season, you know, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Packers, the teams that you normally see on the board pretty high. It's kind of a jumbled up mess in a way, other than the Patriots and the usual suspects. But the Chicago Bears could feature heavily to possibly find themselves in that situation where they, you know, they're back into position where they could go deeper into the playoffs. I mean, the Patriots are the favorite to repeat in all the big games especially, but to repeat as Super Bowl champs even, that's not necessarily a shock because that's what happens. So it's Patriots and, you know, plus 700 for them. For Kansas City, they're right on their heels. And then it's the Saints, and then it's the Rams, plus 900, the Bears, 1,200, the Brownies, because they got some serious players now, also in that same position, 1,200, same thing for the, it's the Ram, the Bears, rather, the Browns, same thing. And the Colts, plus 1,400. The Eagles are all the way down, plus 1,600. So still in the top 10 of all the teams. But let's see what happens. Show me the wins. That's what I would say. It's too early to tell. Training camp is just really officially flinging open for a lot of these NFL teams. They've already had some OTAs. But now there's going to be more push to talk about who's going to be in the money, what's going to happen with the fantasy football, sleepers, busts, breakouts, that whole kind of thing. And there's more conversation about injuries and experiments with somebody who could end up in a different position. I mean, that training camp is really to kind of get the rust off and then to see who may step into a role, I think, or somebody who earns a spot, somebody who gets lucky, jumps up and raises their hand and they're there, right? Like I said, the usual suspects, the Patriots, are expected to be just as good as advertised. I mean, Tom Brady is like the million-dollar man or the billion-dollar man, and the Patriots are good at switching players and figuring it out and picking up the slack with other possibilities. I mean, is Tom Brady the greatest of all time? The goat signs are very popular at Patriots camp. I mean, you know, he's there for day one of practice, and it's interesting to see the fans are, you know, all over him. His jerseys are everywhere, and of course they are, because of what he's been able to do with this team. I mean, they finish 11-5, first in the AFC East, winning the Super Bowl again. Yeah. All right, there is, believe it or not, other things that we would talk about in the man cave, and they don't all deal with football and what the odds are and training camps opening and, you know, all of that. Some of it has to do with the NBA and the Clippers actually unveiling what their proposed arena is going to be. Because once you get the players, build it and they will come, and that's exactly what's happening. The Clippers don't have that big spread they want, so they would have corporate headquarters there, their training facility would be there, and it would be just huge. I saw renderings of this thing, and it's giant. This enormous Clippers downtown L.A. office, 18,500-seat arena. It's for recruiting future agents, right? And it would have all those things in it. You would have an easy way for a player to walk from the parking lot to the locker room to the home bench, a sports medicine clinic, community courts, an arena with a giant big screen for fans to watch games outside. Of course, a lot of arenas have that now. And then fill in the blanks with anything you could possibly imagine. And its home would look like a diamond sort of shaped metal with gold in the middle, solar panels. And that's what the gold is. He said, the owner, Steve Ballmer, said, I want it to be beautiful, but I want it to be about basketball. I want it to be comfortable. I want it to be about the sport. But this is what happens. You slap sponsorship on it, You ask for a ton of money. Sometimes you ask that money to come from the people who live in the area. And I think it will be a jewel. It will be, because Ballmer has ties to so many people that can help him with imagining what the entertainment would look like, and it's going to be super, super big. But it's not here yet. Renderings mean that's the imagination. This is what we've drawn out. They haven't done anything other than that. Records are cool, and it's crazy in baseball sometimes, some of the blasts that you see. The Red Sox just annihilated the Yankees 19-3. Did you hear what I said? 19-3 on Thursday night in the opener of their four-game series. The 19 were the most scored by the Red Sox against the Yankees in the 117-year history of the rivalry. And you can bet the Boston fans stayed because it was played in Boston. So they weren't leaving. They love it, the Boston fans. They love to hate the Yankees. I think it's one of the biggest rivalries in sports, period. So to put up that kind of hurt on New York, they're probably still celebrating, and they'll still be talking about it deep into next week. I'm sure they will be, because it's history-making and it's pounding the enemy. You know what that's like, right? So that's a guy thing. That's something you talk about in the man cave, of course. Of course. No chance for them to get back. All right, speaking of no chance to get back, after Ireland waited so long, Northern Ireland, to host a golf tournament, they're not going to have to wait actually that long to get back. It seemed like forever the last time around when we saw the Open just last week at Royal Portrush, but they're going to host the Ryder Cup for the second time at Adair Manor in 2016. The last time they hosted the Ryder Cup, Ireland, it was in 2006. Europe, captained by Ian Woosman, trumped the U.S. 18.5 to 9.5 at the K Club near Dublin. The new place where they're playing, in terms of looking at a golf course, is mind-blowing. It's perfect. Adair Manor is in a place called Limerick, which hosted the Irish Open a couple of years. So it's familiar territory to people who know golf. Let's put it that way. All three of you, raise your hand. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The rest of you, please, please don't go away. Please, please stay with us. I promise that we'll talk about what's coming up this season. All right, so this season, you have a chance to nail the score. Starting with the first game of the regular season, we, on Tuesday nights of my show, will take you into a nail the score feature that's really cool. It's in our last segment. It's in our last segment of the first hour. And all you have to do is guess who you think's going to win of the game of the week that I pick, and what you think the score will be. That's it. So no muss, no fuss, and you may win. You just might win. We've had some winners in the past. It's been a while, but I have a good feeling about it. I thought last year a couple people came close, but I think this year we're going to have a couple people that come maybe even a little bit closer. I think somebody this year, I do, I think somebody this year gets it. We'll see if I'm right about that, but a lot of people jump on and participate because, hey, you know what? We're just having fun, right? That's what it's about. We're just having fun. So you can join us, have some fun, and maybe win some prizes. Coming up, we're going to go to the man cave. We're going to go to the movie cave. We're going to do our cheap movie review. And believe it or not, no political movies are out this time, but one that could be considered creepy or well done, depending on your taste, for Quentin Tarantino. I mentioned it already. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There are others. The one I really want to see is coming up in a couple of weeks. Racing in the Rain. Stay with us.
Shh.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So thanks for meeting me at the movies. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We call this the cheap movie review. I am a movie hound, so my escapes are movie, slamming a golf ball, sometimes poorly, out on a golfing range somewhere, watching sharks, obviously, and then paying attention to everything else that just is so infuriating that we talk about, that the buzz in the land that affects all of us, a lot of it emanating out of Washington. So let's go to the movies. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood are 2 hours, 39 minutes. So this is a long sucker. Buckle in. You're going to go to the concession stand. You know it. Comedy drama is what it's billed as. It's Quentin Tarantino. And if you know anything about him and some of his movies, Kill Bill, Volume 1 and 2, very popular, shocking to some who didn't realize what Tarantino is about. Shock value, certainly. And this is about an actor who gained some fame and fortune by starring in a 50s TV western, but is struggling to find work in Hollywood. So he spends his time doing something else. And here's a little sneak peek of that.
Dalton, it's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it down. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Right.
last night. We watched a Rick Dalton double feature. All the shooting. I love that stuff, you know, the killing.
A lot of killing.
Anybody order fried sauerkraut?
No, I'm a stuntman.
Look good. Look at me.
So you sold Rick, huh? Go here.
You can do anything you want to him.
I hired you to be an actor, Rick. Not a TV cowboy. You're better than that.
Line?
Ah! Embarrass yourself like that in front of all those goddamn people.
What's the matter, Parker?
It's official, old buddy. Well, it has been. August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground. Here I am, flat on my ass. Who I got living next door to me?
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie.
You're in this?
That's me. I play Miss Carlson, the clerk. It's a ragged
tent. Charlie's gonna dig you. And that gospel group telling you and me.
In this town,
I can all change.
Fuck that.
You're Rick Dalton. Don't you forget it.
All right, once upon a time in Hollywood, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Burt Reynolds, Al Pacino. It's interesting, Burt Reynolds, of course, has passed away. Luke Perry also, and he's in this movie. Bruce Dern. There's a lot of different people that pop up and appear in it. Kurt Russell. Really long, long movie, like I said. It's getting some pretty good reviews, pretty great reviews, and I think it'll probably do well on the big screen. All right, for something a little bit different, so certainly nothing like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, in other words, the next movie is called See You Soon. Check it out, and then we'll talk about it.
We talk about David.
Hey, did you? Are you there?
Ryan Hawks is a professional soccer player. He's done.
Ah. I saw you with her.
I'm about to call for a couple of days. I won't be reachable.
Where are you going now? Atlantis?
Lana?
I'm Ryan.
Ryan Hawks?
Is it like a memo or something?
I snook a picture of him. He is perfection. Girls, I made him drinks, but that's it.
We all know men like Ryan don't go for women like you.
Don't listen to her.
No, she's right. You need to stop following me. I'll get in trouble.
Have dinner with me.
Dinner. Oh my God, with him?
It's for you.
I have to tell you something. I'm still married.
Your identity card was never scanned back in last night. His guest ID card was also never scanned back in last night. Fraternizing with the guest, it's an irreversible breach of contract. I want you out of the ship.
If you want to go to the World Cup,
you just lay low.
Normal people don't
do
this.
They're not normal, Lana.
They're engaged. TMZ said they broke up.
We have major problems here.
That puts you in breach of contract. You understand that?
You and the yours?
You have no idea what I'm capable of.
In 2 months, if you still feel the same, come find me in St. Petersburg.
Soon.
All right, so this is a Russian American romance film, and it actually is getting some decent reviews. 1 hour, 47 minutes. I would wait till it comes out, frankly, streaming, but it's rated R, and it is exactly what you heard there in that clip. Harvey Keitel's in it, Poppy Drayton's in it, Liam McIntyre, Joe Thomas, Oleg Tartikoff, who you may know or may not know, but it is probably better streamed, is what I'm going to say, and it's going to have serious competition with the first movie that you heard, the Tarantino flick. And then finally, this documentary, Mike Wallace, it's all about him. Check it out.
What you're about to witness is strictly personal, a direct, undiluted, unrehearsed, uncensored interview. My role is that of a reporter.
The mention of my first guest's name has been known to strike fear into the hearts of brave men and women.
I'm Mike Wallace.
He was tough as nails, never took orders from anybody.
Why are you sometimes such a prick?
People didn't ask tough questions back then.
You invented that genre.
You're not answering the specific question that I put.
You ask tough questions that get behind the facade. I've never seen an interview that you did not dominate.
It was my first.
I'll ask the question, please.
First, son of a bitch. Do you know that?
Oh, come on.
You are a son of a bitch.
The folks at CBS News said, come up with an idea.
This is 60 Minutes.
We were experimenting. We were trying to find out what worked and what didn't work.
Nobody thought it was going to last.
That's when we began to do the real investigative stuff.
We were doing things that were revolutionary.
You've got no right to be here. I ask you to leave.
People started to tune in to see what Mike was going to be up to next.
There is a new billionaire in town. Trump's the name.
I don't think it's journalism. I think it's show business.
Television journalism has been coming under recent criticism. Some polls have shown that public confidence is eroding.
U.S. Army General William Westmoreland today filed suit against CBS Incorporated.
The press is contemptible. I'd like you to get out of here.
Are you aware that what you're doing is seriously endangering people?
If you've got a hell of a story on your hands, go after it.
Temptation is for television news to go easy.
All right, so you get the idea here. Mike Wallace. And what's it all about? A documentary. So check it out. Have fun at the movies. If you go, and remember, send us a cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.